mission.
Good morning. I'm Justin Barney, and it is Election Day here in Nashville. It's 71 degrees. And here's the latest from WPLN at 6.05 a.m. Primary elections like today's are not only for the politically connected, they can help determine who represents you. That's the message from a nonprofit that is running ads to encourage participation in partisan primaries. Chloe Akers is the founder of The Best of Tennessee, which saw an uptick in early voting among the 15 state legislative districts it targeted this year.
You know, I'm not suggesting that you don't vote in November. I think it's critical that you vote at every single opportunity. But voting in the August primary is absolutely as important, if not more determinative, for 95% of our state legislative seats than the general.
In the last election cycle, only 650,000 Tennesseans voted in the primaries, compared to more than 3 million in the November general election. On our midday show, This is Nashville, Akers said that voters shouldn't stress about party affiliation because there is no official party registration in Tennessee. More signs that the Music City Loop Tunnel is moving forward. The Boring Company says that it struck a deal to have a stop at the JW Marriott Hotel in downtown Nashville. This is the third agreement for a stop, and Elon Musk's company says that it also is in talks for dozens of other stops. The Business Journal reports that the Convention Center Authority unanimously approved an easement agreement for the Music City Loop. Boring says that it is working to finalize the design for the Music City Center station. Children heading back to school in Tennessee are not getting vaccinated at the rate that health officials recommend. That's part of a downward trend statewide that's been growing for the past 5 years. The Tennessee Department of Health tells WKRN that ideally 95% of all kindergartners would be vaccinated, but the vast majorities of county fall below that goal. A representative from Neighborhood Health says that low vaccination rates are especially curious after Tennessee had 3 cases of measles last year and 8 cases the year before. And Tennessee's midterm primary elections have arrived. If you're still studying the ballot, you can find our voter and candidate guides at WPLN.org/election. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station.